All right. Really, other than Jeremy, there's really nothing to talk about as far as the injuries go. I'm proud of our team. You know, for the job that they did today. Being 1-5 isn't an easy thing in the National Football League. You find out who your friends are, and you don't have very many of them. So there's a lot that goes to that. But these guys kept battling. They did it in practice. They did it today. I mean, you saw a result of how they went about their business. Guys made plays on both sides of the ball and special teams. Field position, I thought, was an important thing. Turnovers were important things. Tom Bali, Eric Berry, I mean, guys stepped up and made plays. Alex had a nice day with the minions, all those little guys running around out there. And those guys made plays. And so, you know, my hat goes off to Sharkhandrick and the job that he did. Got over 100 yards. Our fans were unbelievable. There were some people there from Pittsburgh, and our fans just drowned them out, which was a beautiful thing. It's tough to come in here to Arrowhead and try to get loud. You're going to get crushed, and so that's what happened. So with the fans, and then again, I was proud of our team. Time's yours. Yes, it was. We've known what he can do. It was just a matter of getting enough opportunities. I mentioned that after last game, that he needed a few more opportunities. He got those today. You saw what he did with it. He protected the football, which was important, coming off of last week's game. I think he'll sleep good tonight. He was tired after, you know, after the game, but he kept pushing through that fourth quarter. So that was definitely a positive. Yeah, no, listen, they did. I thought the offensive line set a tempo early. They weren't going to put up with any pushing around or shoving in that. And I know we got a penalty on one, but I think you can see why. I mean, he was really just protecting Sharkhandrick there. But the guys battled, and that's important. It's not all going to be pretty. I mean, that's part of this game. So, but you got to keep battling. And I thought the guys did that. I thought they did it on defense, which has happened now a couple weeks in a row here. I mean, these guys coming out, and the big D line's playing hard and aggressive. Linebackers are flying around, and it's important that we keep building on that. We're not there yet, so we got to keep going. And it's important that we stay focused during this next week of practice. We're going to have a few distractions with the London trip, and we've got to eliminate those and stay focused on the Lions as we go forward. Yeah, well, they did, and they did it against one of the best running backs in the National Football League. I mean, I've said that before. Since 25 has been hurt, I'd tell you he's probably the best one going right now in the National Football League. So, he had a couple plays. Good players are going to make good plays, and he made a couple. But for the most part, we kept him contained. That quarterback is the same quarterback that got after Arizona the week before, and Arizona's a pretty good football team. So, I know he's a young guy. It looks like he has a great future. I was impressed with some of the things he did today. But I was more impressed by the way we handled ourselves, and we didn't let off the accelerator at all for four quarters, and that's important.
Andy, Chuck Westman, his first big game of his career, Chris Godwin's first touchdown. Your experience, what
does
those events do for young guys?
Yeah, well, I think it's big. I mean, I think it's a confidence builder for him. It's also a confidence builder for those guys around him that are working hard. And so to know that you got guys that can make plays around you, I think adds up in a lot of different ways. Most of all, though, it's great for those kids. I mean, those are young kids making plays.
And you talk about Cairo's ability to get you points until the offense can get you touchdowns.
Yeah. Right now, he's kicking as well as anybody out there. So he's got to keep his focus. It's a long season. It's important that he keeps working the way he's working. He puts a lot of pressure on himself during practice, and he's got to maintain that. And to stay sharp. You want to keep yourself in rhythm. It's nothing new. By the way, it was great to have, speaking of rhythm, to have the Royals out there. Brought us a little, that royal luck, man. Doggone it. Look forward to seeing them get after the Mets. You know what? I think coming back in the game, so we pulled him out of the game last week. 12 went in. He comes back in when Jeremy gets hurt and makes a great catch, goes up and makes a great catch, and kind of got himself back in the flow. Sometimes with young guys, you got to take a step back to take a step forward. And I think he did that. Today will help him in his maturation process here. But he's a talented kid, and it's just a matter of keep working through any hiccups that you have. You just work through it and stay positive. Don't beat yourself up over it. You're going to get other opportunities to fix it. Yeah, no, they bring a lot of stuff. Keith Butler does a great job with that defense, and they were going to test us. So we got some young guys in there. They got us a couple times, but I think for the most part, I thought we handled it very well. Mitch is in charge of redirecting things in there, and I thought he did a nice job. I thought Alex did a nice job working with him and making sure people were going in the right direction. It looked like there was good communication. Jeff Allen got back into the mix there, and Larry got back in the mix. But the main thing I thought they did was they battled. There was a certain attitude that they brought to the game. And that's, you know, the result, they're not going to get the credit, but the result is you got a running back that got 108 yards, and then you got a quarterback that had some big throws there. I thought Kelsey did a nice job, too, down the stretch, big clutch throw and catch going up and getting that one down the middle. Yeah, I thought there was an opportunity. Jeff brings a little juice, and I mean he's got a certain attitude that he's got, and we've eased him in at the tight end spot and goal line and short yardage, and I wanted to see how he handled that. It's different in practice than it is in a game because it's live, and so it looked like he was able to push off it and put himself in a safe position here to actually go four quarters. That was the reason why we went with. Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to go back and look at it, evaluate it. I mean, I can't watch them every play, so I'll go back and look at it. But I thought they did some good things. They seem to work well together. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, well, you get down in there, you don't want field goals, you want touchdowns. And so we finally got one at the end at a very important time to put us up by 10 there. So that was an important play and touchdown. But the fact that we got there, that's a positive. We got to work a few things out. I'll take some responsibility for that. Again, I thought Doug had a nice game plan and did some nice things out there, and I thought Bob did the same thing with a defensive game plan. So, we just got to keep building and getting better when we have opportunities to score touchdowns.